Kellogg's retreats from replacing striking workers, cuts deal with union. By John Binder on December 28, 2021. Striking Kellogg's workers staved off a plan by the left-wing company to replace them with new employees, cutting a deal on a new labor contract that boosts wages and benefits. On Monday, roughly 1,400 Kellogg's union workers have been striking at plants in Battle Creek, Michigan, Omaha, Nebraska, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Memphis, Tennessee, returned to work after securing a new contract and averting their layoffs. Our striking members at Kellogg's ready-to-eat cereal production facilities courageously stood their ground and sacrificed so much in order to achieve a fair contract. Bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers and grain millers international union, BCTGM, President Anthony Shelton said in a statement. This agreement makes gains and does not include any concessions, Shelton said. As Breitbart News detailed, striking union workers alleged that Kellogg's made them work in grueling conditions during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and threatened to offshore their jobs to Mexico in an effort to bust up the strike. When Kellogg's workers with the BCTGM voted down a contract this month, company executives vowed to start replacing the workers altogether. The union workers continued striking even as a number of Democrats and Republicans stayed silent on the matter. Specifically, Republican lawmakers who represent the districts and states where union workers were striking did not respond to requests for comments. Those Republicans include Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Bill Hegarty, RTN, Pat Toomey, RPA, Ben Sasse, ARNI, and Deb Fischer, ARNI, along with Reps. Peter Meyer, ARMY, Don Bacon, ARNI, and Lloyd Smucker, RPA. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, R, did step in to defend the union workers, urging Kellogg's to reconsider its plans to replace them. Likewise, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, held a rally in Michigan with union workers, blasting the company for threatening to offshore jobs to Mexico. If you love American workers, you don't ship their jobs to desperate people in Mexico and pay them 90 cents an hour, Sanders said. Kellogg's largest shareholder is the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a left-wing advocacy organization that has been involved with Black Lives Matter, transgender activism, and open borders groups. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.